wretched world, for we are getting brainwashed, and the people forgetting about our rights. So, all you black people, you gotta fight for your rights. You gotta fight for your rights. And that's racism, and the cops, and the government, which is bullshit. But we have learned within our soul, and that is the land controls you. You don't control it. You don't control it. Fight for your rights. Fight for your rights.
Fixed address there at number.
I love that band.
Yep. Number 46.
Number 46, Black Man's Rights, Bart Willoughby, of course, lead singer of No Fixed Address. And I've got a feeling we're going to, that's not the last time we're going to hear from No Fixed Address throughout the original 100 countdown. I can guarantee that. In fact, I'm looking at the list here. There's a couple more you're going to hear from the great Mixed Relations as we count down the original 100.
And of course, songs. We heard there Bobby Randall there with Brown Skin Baby, which has become synonymous with the Stolen Generation.
Absolutely. Shout out to Bobby Randall. I know he'll be listening today, and he's done a lot of great works in his time, including a great song that we always play on the anniversary of the Apology. So we'll have that one on February 13, Loud and Proud, Bobby Randall. All right, next up, Troy Cassidaly. He's, of course, one of the, you know, the biggest names in country music, if not the biggest name in country music here in Australia. And that little tradition is trickling down a little bit with his boy, Clay, doing the Brekkie Show here with Jamie Dunn in the morning. So, look, and you've
You would have
yourself...
also heard him also do a part of the countdown earlier today.
He was. Good on you, Clay. And how are you going there, by the way, in the big boy's chair? Are you enjoying that?
Oh, yes.
I've reclaimed
the chair just for today. Jamie can have it back on Monday. But, yes, it's a very comfortable
It's not bad. It looks
seat.
Good. Mm. Yeah, I've never sat in there. I'm not game.
Oh, really?
But we're having a whole lot of fun here listening to these songs. And of course, Troy had a little bit to say when we caught up with him.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidaly here. You're listening to the original 100 Countdown on 98.9 FM. Songs of survival are really important because they tell our story. They tell our story and acknowledge history that's been there for over 50,000 years.
Number 45. I am Manoia, come limmer I'll my Come a limb, my roar, my no.
travel far from my home because you said that I should go to learn a new way of life. But my spirit remains in Bundjalung. I am Manoya Kamalimaran Omae. I am Manoya Kamalimaran Omae. Ya Kamalimaran.
Number 44.
Why?
Another one there from the terrific band Yothu Indi, which translates to mother and child. That's the Yothu Indi translation in Yolngu language. So one of the great bands had a big hit, of course, with their song Treaty, which I reckon will be featured a little bit higher up the list, perhaps. It was, you know, no doubt a massive cornerstone in music when that one, you know, hit in the 90s, and, you know, a lot of mainstream people got to see a black band for the very first time.
It's kind of like a solid rock kind of song, wasn't it?
It was.
Like it was for Goanna. So, and the other thing too I mentioned, you know, we heard there Troy Casadale with the language song, and you know, thumbs up to Troy too for telling Corey Bernardi, you know what, you can take me out of your 100 list.
Sure.
You know, and to the other artists as well.
Yeah, Bernard Fanning spoke up as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of great artists that said, you know, you can't just go ahead and stick us in your political little chart there, mate. Yeah, no, it was great. We are going to throw now to an interview with Uncle Kev Carmody. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, well, look, On the Wire was a sort of a, it's come out real quick. A lot of them, a lot of the full-on ones come out real fame and quick. You know, it was, I suppose it comes from my background, coming from the bush a bit more, you know, out here to the West Country, and then going into the city and just seeing that the way that the society was pushing us down and pushing us around and making us try to be what they wanted us to be. And then, like, I saw, you know, a few of the brothers and the sisters had been through it, and then they'd actually come back, you know, and resisted that. And the women, of course, were the ones that it was like, when you go back, you know, to the community after a number of years, and you get this big welcome back, you know, from the mob. And I wrote the chorus actually for the women to sing, like, "We'll take you home." And that's just that whole concept of going through the mill, you know, all those negative things, but then coming out on top in a way where you feel as if you are truly part of this whole spirituality of this earth, you know, where you come from.
Number 43.
Came back from the city, says, "Cuz, where you been? Brother, I've been living on the wire. Live down in that gutter where the fittest survive. Plow through them fields of fire. Had a needle in a vein that profited the same. Had a friend with no name, was a liar. Saw the white walls of freedom, never found the black door. Saw the devil sing with angels in a choir. Sister,
we'll take you home to the land we know. Give you that peace of the evening. Give you that moon with the wind on your face, the rains and the change of each season."
I saw people who were trapped under the whip of fat cats. Saw people lay devoid of their dreams. Deep down inside there, so much to hide, brother. You could see in their eyes there's no meaning. Take me, my sisters, welcome me home, so I never again walk alone. Our spirit demands that we die in this land. Know now, my spirits, come home, sister.
We'll take you home to the land we know. Give you that peace of the give you that moon with the wind on
Say, brother, what you see's in the land of progress. Said, I never felt them four winds blow. Live with people in chains, the wounded and lame. Heard messiahs who spoke without knowing. Them seven seas rose, the desert land froze. Each individual there was trapped in a prison. My spirit cried out, you know what it's about, brother. The basis had no rhyme or no reason, sister.
We'll take you home to the land we know. Give you that peace of the evening. Give you that moon with the wind on your face. The rains and the change of each season. Give you that peace of the evening. Give you that moon with the wind on your face. The rains and the change of each season. We'll take you home to the land we know. Give you that peace of the evening.
Give you that peace.
Give you that moon with the wind on your face. Rains and the change of each season.
At number 43 here on the original 100 countdown, that was Uncle Kev Carmody on the wire. And we had a great little yarn there from Uncle Kev as well.
Talking about that particular song too. And you know, look, you might be thinking that, gee, we're playing the same artists over and over again, but, you know, if you think about it from an artist point of view, sometimes their voice is silent too.
Mm.
They can't just walk into a studio because what they want to sing about doesn't necessarily have broad appeal.
Yep, and
we're only 3% of the total population, so it's a really tiny market.
Yep, absolutely. And look, today is all about, you know, the celebration of our culture, our ancestors, one of the oldest cultures on earth. So we are going to pay tribute to these artists who've taken the time to, you know, carry on that tradition of song. And we're getting through them. Vic Sims was a man who didn't always run, you know, on the smooth side of the law. He had his problems in his times and was even recording when he was in jail. So look, this is a fantastic tune, and one that I'm sure every First Nations person can relate to. And this is Stranger in My Country.
Number 42.
Country, stranger in my land. Today to somewhere, no account. Tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me, or if you'd understand. Till that day, for guys like me, I'm a stranger in my land. Well, forgive me if it seems as though, but I am not mistaken. 'Cause I'm the one who you forgot after my land was taken. In early years we were put down, cast aside as vermin. Women, men and kids shot down, then paid by Bible sermon. Well, don't try to understand me now. I've seen the sights that pain ya. Has it really changed for me since round up in Tasmania? I'm a stranger in my country, stranger in my land. Today to somewhere, no account. Tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me, or if you'd understand. Till that day, for guys like me, I'm a stranger in my land. Black is beautiful. I've heard it far and wide, man. Are you sincere in what you say? If not, please step aside then. This land is like a stock-bought pie, and lots of people come all to get themselves a slice, and I can't get a crumb. Well, Black Australian has his pride, his culture and his dream time. Easy to lose all this as well, I wonder in the meantime. I'm a stranger in my country, stranger in my land. Today to somewhere, no account, tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me, if you'd understand. Till that day, for guys like me, I'm a stranger in my land. 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 Just follow me, just walk this way.